The following program does not necessarily represent the views and opinions of Reality Radio 101, its advertisers and sponsors, or its listening audience. Listener discretion is advised. Good afternoon and welcome to The Barrington Show with your host Barrington, right here on Reality Radio 101. Join our path to enlightenment with our guidance to living at your best with a path to a higher consciousness. To get on board right now, send us an email. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. And now, ladies and gentlemen, right to your host of The Barrington Show, Barrington.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to The Barrington Show. You're listening to Barrington on RealityRadio101.com, raising you to a higher level of consciousness, waking you up to a greater you, waking you up to a reality that gives you the ability to perform at your very best. Wake up and live your true potential. Wake up and live the way you are intended to live. Find your dream, control your life, move in the direction that satisfies you the most. Wake up. This show is going to take you to another level. This show is going to connect you or help you connect to all that there is, help you to see how life could be better for you, to allow you to live without fear, to allow you to forgive and move on, to allow you not to have anger within yourself, how to remove the anger, how to acknowledge having the anger, how to connect to the spiritual world, how to live a life that was designed for you. This show will help you to take the path of least resistance and not to carry a heavy load, not to weigh yourself down with things that are unnecessary for you. Just wake up. Wake up to a life that is limitless. Wake up and see how you've been living in a camouflaged world, how you've reacted to stories that you were told without truth, how to connect and to be connected instinctively to the source that created you. Wake up, realize your dream, wake up. I'd like to say welcome to everyone. First of all, Happy New Year. If you missed our first show last year, Happy New Year. And this year. And Happy New Year to you. And I hope that if you did set out a resolution for yourself, that you could stay with it and accomplish something that you want to change in your life or to gain or to get rid of. Whatever it is that you've set out for yourself, I truly hope that you stay with it. Remember that consistency towards what you're trying to accomplish is the greatest weapon you could use to help you to wake up. I welcome all the new listeners as well as the longtime listeners. I welcome everyone from around the world who's here in this program. Thank you for being there. Thank you for being here. Thank you for the desire to search, to find more, to realize that there is more to you. Thank you for applying yourself. Without you, I wouldn't be here. thank you for allowing me this opportunity to pass this message on, information on, to you. Welcome, everyone. Welcome home. There's a lot of crazy things going on in this world, as we all know, and this week wasn't any different. But we have to realize that what we're trying to do is to live our best lives, to be the best that we can be for ourselves. We've seen some crazy things in the past, and for a lot of us, this is the craziest, but it is what it is. It is how it is. And as I always say, this too shall pass. We cannot live this way forever. Change is inevitable, and change is around the corner. Change. We're living in the middle of change. Remember this period of your life, and you will, for as long as you live, you will remember now. We're dealing with this pandemic, and it's huge. It's getting worse. For us up here in Canada, we're under a serious lockdown. You can't even imagine. I try to go away. New Year's Eve, it didn't happen because I'm not allowed to leave the area that I live in. So I was told. And if I'm caught outside of my close area, I could be in trouble by the law. So the idea is to keep us locked down and hopefully we'll find a solution or things will improve by not venturing out, by not spreading, by not meeting with other people. And we're seeing record numbers for the last week or so since the Christmas and New Year of this pandemic that's passing, that's going through, that's with us. The whole world is feeling it. We're all at the same place at the very same time, and we're all thinking the same thing. When will this come to an end? For a lot of us, it's very frustrating. For a lot of people, it's affecting us. It's affecting our lives, our livelihood, everything that we've done and all the things that we've known in the past. It is, like I would like to say, has taken the wind out of our sail. So we're stagnant. We're sitting here waiting for an answer. We're sitting here waiting for a solution. We're sitting here waiting for this to pass. And in the midst of it, we're getting restless, anxious, angry, upset, and don't really know what to do. But we're all in the same boat, and we're all thinking and feeling the same thing, and this rain is falling on all of us equally. And you must be mindful that the rain does fall on the just as well as the unjust equally. The rain just falls. And that's what we're experiencing right now. So hang in there. Be brave. Hold your head up. And by all means, stay on a positive path. Keep yourself thinking positive, because this too will pass. And don't allow yourself to go down that negative trail. It doesn't serve us well. Anybody, stay positive, stay confident, and stay focused. Why do we get angry? Or how? Where does this anger come from? How does it get to build up in us? And how does it go unchecked until that moment it just explode? And bang, there it is. And you will say, wow, why did I do that? Was it something that was festering within us for years, maybe decades? And eventually you can't deal with it anymore. It gets the better of you. Is that what it is? Why are we so angry? Where's this anger coming from? Why are we so afraid? Where's this fear coming from? And why are we allowing that, those emotions, to control our actions? Or do we have a choice? Are you able to turn it off? Or has it taken control? I said last week when we talked, it's like swallowing a razor blade. The moment you do that, there's nothing bad going on, but the longer it lives within you, it starts to take an effect. And you become afraid. The damage that's being done internally eventually will get the better of you. It's just physics. It will get the better of you. So the best thing to do is to remove it. Now, I equate that razor blade that's cutting the crap out of you internally and is causing a lot of damage to the anger that we feel within us, and we try to contain it, but inevitably it grows, or the fear or the guilt or anything that's within us, it will continually grow unless you put it in check, unless you deal with it, unless you get rid of it. A great method of getting rid of that anger that's building up inside of all of us is to learn to forgive and practice that. Forgiveness is a must. It's not an option. And we don't have much choice in the matter. We must forgive, because in forgiving, we're allowing ourselves to live and be free. And you must be truthful. And I've said before, and I'll say it again, the truth will set you free. So when you start adding lies and stories and cover up and secret and everything to that already dangerous area, you're allowing it to manifest. And it will just pop out of you one way or another. And we see it all the time. People just losing it. And we cast judgment on that person or those people the minute they've come to that threshold and they lose it. We judge. It's within all of us to make ourselves better. And I've always said, don't judge that man until you've walked in his shoes. So we don't know what has caused that anger, but it was building. It grew. And then bang, it exploded. And it happens in all of us. And when it does, like I said, we judge. And it's only to say, thank God, that's not us. Thank goodness, it's not me. Whenever you're driving down the highway and you see an accident, you're going to peek. You're going to take a look to see what's going on over there. Even if you see the yellow sheet laying on the floor, and maybe some on the ground, and maybe somebody's underneath it or a body's underneath it, we're still going to look. And why do we do that? What are we looking for? Why are we even curious? Are we just celebrating the fact that we're better than that person in this situation? Whatever the cause, we have to put our own anger in check. We have to look within ourselves and see what it is that we're so angry about, and make sure we take a step towards removing it. Freedom is a must, and you deserve that freedom. You have to, you should, we will, you need to look within and find that valve or that cause or whatever it is that is allowing this anger to build within us, because it's going to get the better of you. And if you think you've got it under control and you escape that reality periodically to go take that drink or take that joint or take that pill, we're only escaping. We're just stepping away from it temporarily, and then inevitably we come back to our own reality and we must deal with it. I don't care who you are, but if you leave your house messy in the morning and you go to work, when you come home, for a lot of people, that mess is still there and you have to deal with it. And it'll upset you because, damn, now I have to deal with this. So clean it up. Do an internal clean. Look within. Find the cause. Because our psychologists and our psychiatrists and all these people, they're busy addressing the effect. They're busy addressing the effect. And they're not addressing the cause. Why are you afraid? What's causing that? Why do you feel guilty? What's causing that? They address the effect and they forget about what's causing it. Go on out in the backyard and rip the head off the dandelion and see what happens. Another one will grow in its stead. Same place. But if you take the time and dig out the root, then you've gotten rid of it. We need to address the anger. We have to look at why we're angry and deal with it. Never mind the effect. It's too late. Go to the root and find that cause. Have we got anything?
We do have a couple of emails here, and folks, you are listening to The Barrington Show. If you're just tuning in, our email address is instudio101@gmail.com, instudio101@gmail.com. Please write in if you have a question or a comment for Barrington. And right now, Curtis wrote in, and he says, when we pray, if we're not praying to God, let's just say for a moment we don't believe in God. Who are we actually praying to then? We talk about guides, etc., but who are they? Past relatives? Past people we knew? Who are we praying to if not God? That's from Curtis. And we move on here. And Arnie T. Arnie says, love the saying, we live in a camouflaged world. Boy, does that ever say it all? And that's from Arnie T. And lastly here, we have an email from Frank, who says he's a new listener from Chicago. And he wanted to say, loving what I'm hearing today. Happy New Year to all of you there on the show. And that is from Frank. Back to you, sir.
Thanks, Frank, from Chicago. Happy New Year to you as well and to everybody who's listening. Thank you for loving the show and being a new listener. You will hear some things. I hope you stay with us and grow with us. And thank you very much for that email. Camouflage world. Well, I think you can relate to it. All of us can relate to it, where things aren't as they seem. We're told that we're great and we act accordingly. We're told that we're not great and we act accordingly. If you do that with your children, you'll see how they behave. When we get information from anywhere, we are in a place of confusion. We're not 100% sure if this information is true. If it's in the books, if it's on television, the tell-lie vision, I always say, we're not sure if it's true, but what we do know is that they'll tell us what they want us to hear. Who's ever doing the broadcast? When you're watching a show or you're listening to a radio program, they will put out there the information that they want you to know. And maybe the real truth isn't being presented. Camouflage is the word I like to use to say it might be true, but is it a cover-up? And if it is a cover-up, then we're being camouflaged. You know, we're hiding. We're pretending that the reality doesn't exist. The camouflage world is what has evolved. When we watch what's going on TV, one person is saying this, another person is saying that, and we're in the middle going, well, somebody's telling the truth, and they will put sugar on top of it or honey so you believe it, or some fancy flowers or something else so you'll believe their story. That's what is being done to us, and we're left in confusion. I heard a great man said one time, they brainwash education just to make us the fool. And we're being told a story that is going to benefit an organization, a group, a religion, anything. We're going to believe it. The unfortunate thing is a lot of us don't know how to decipher, to find out whether or not it is the truth, or is it just a story? Is it history, or is it just his story? Like, we don't know. And that's why I like to say we're living in this camouflage world, and we may never know the real truth. However, what we can do is learn the truth about ourselves and see how it fits in the world. Turn your attention inwards towards you, and find out what it is that really makes you click. Now you're on the path of finding the truth. And I've said it earlier, and I'm going to say it again, and I've said it many times, that the truth will set you free. So the camouflage world exists, and we're having a really hard time picking the truth out of that box. But you can find the truth about yourself. And that's a great place to start. You know, once you've made the connection to your spirituality, once you make the connection to your true self, once you've made that connection, then the divine intervention begins in your life and you question everything else that you've heard, but you know the truth that's coming towards you is coming from the higher self. It was delivered to you personally for your information. It's yours. And that is the truth. And it will set you free. Thank you very much for that. So you're asking me, when we pray, this is Curtis's question. Who do we pray to? Are we praying to a God? Are we praying to self? Who is this prayer going to? I would like to say, when you pray, you're making a promise to self. You're delivering this message to you. The observer will hear the words you use. We talked a bit about it last week about the one that sits there and watch all the actions without a reaction. And they will watch and pay attention. That's the observer. When you're talking to yourself in your car, driving down the road, or when you're doing your cleaning, whatever you're doing and you're by yourself, you're having this self conversation that's equal to the same prey. There is not a person, an entity, a source, a vault out there that takes this information and change it around and send you what you're asking for or deliver back to you, the answer to your questions. When you look out in the universe, you see space. And you look further, behind that is space. And from there on, there is more space. And right behind it, a little bit more space. All that there is just a space. But you are the entity that exists. You are the person you're praying to. I'm going to pray that this year my resolution is never to have, I'm not a drinker, but never to have a drink. Well, I've just made a message to myself. And if I say, can you please stop me from drinking? I'm talking to myself and my divine team, my spiritual guides, my connectors. It's a very tough question. You are praying to yourself. The prayer is a reminder to you. You can write down that prayer on a piece of paper and stick it on the face of your computer or in the bathroom sink, and the prayer will be answered because you've reminded yourself of what those words were or what it is that you're trying to win or get. If you're trying to pray, if you're praying to win the lottery, I'm not sure how that works, but if you do want to win the lottery, put the winning idea in your mind and stay with it. If you talk to the lottery organization or the people who pays out the payment for the winners, they will tell you, everybody who comes in to pick up a check says the same thing. I knew I was going to win. That's what they say. So if you know it's going to happen, it's going to happen. Well, how long? I can't answer that question. But what deters it or what stops it or what slows it down is when you say, forget it. I can't do that. Then boom, you're back to zero again, even maybe less than zero, and you're starting all over again. So what it is, whatever it is that you're wishing or hoping for, don't change the path. Don't build a house halfway, then tear it down and say it doesn't look good and wonder why you don't have anything. If you were to go out there and lay 100 blocks on top of each other, you know, like the bricklayers do, half of the day, and you tear it down for the other half of the day and put everything away. At the end of the day, you're going to be very tired, but you haven't accomplished anything. You've just spun your wheels and you didn't move. Yeah, your fingers are blistered or bruised and your back aches and all that stuff because you physically did all that work, but you've built it and then you tore it down. You haven't done anything. I know that's hard to imagine, but what is the proof or the evidence to support what you're claiming to have done? If you are going to do something in a positive manner, stay with it. Don't deviate, don't change, don't tear it down. Stay with it. Consistency is going to be your greatest tool in this journey to be consistent in what it is that, whatever it is that you're trying to accomplish. Stay with it in a positive light. Stay with it in your positive thoughts. If you're going to accomplish it, consistency is going to be your best friend. The longevity of it, the statuitiveness, if that's a real word. But don't change your mind halfway through. And you've been praying, because that's what prayer is all about. sending it out there is what it's all about. Put the ideas out there. That's what it's all about. The guides that's here to give you whatever it is that you're asking for, they will deliver it. And I've said this many times, be very careful. Be very, very careful of what you're asking for, because sometimes it's not helping you. I'll give you this example. Suppose you lived in a very rough, violent neighborhood and everybody's suffering and everybody's poor. I don't believe in the word suffering, but everybody's wanting a lot more. And then you bring in this abundance, your riches, you've won. Now you're in a worse place because everybody around you wants that. So the fear will grow. Be careful of what you're hoping for. And answering Curtis's question, when you pray, you're praying to yourself. I strongly urge you to do it as often as possible, because it is the way out. Deliver the message to yourself. See the change that you want. And in order to accomplish it, you must see it. And you must see it in the mind's eye. Last week, we talked about the soul and the heart. And whatever you put in the heart delivers it to the soul. It goes out there to the universe and it becomes yours. We tend to follow the actions of the heart. So if yours is corrupt, guess what's going to happen? If you're hanging out with the drug dealers or the bad bangers or whatever is out there, if you're hanging out with them, yeah, well, you could see what's going to happen. Just take a step back and take a good look of what's going to happen to this group of people. And if you go to the church every day and you pray and you act like a Mother Teresa, chances are the same thing will become of you, because we become product of our environment. We attach ourselves to whatever it is that floats around us. If it's negativity, yes, you can tell where it's going to end. If it's a positive, you could tell where it's going to end. If it's just to benefit you and you want to have this and you know your life will be amazing when you get it, put it in your mind and put it in your heart, and the heart delivers it to the soul, and the soul will manifest it for you, because that's its job. That's you. So deliver the message and be very mindful of the message that you're delivering, and don't wish anything ill on another person, because these things have a boomerang effect. You're too busy thinking about negativity, hoping to deliver it or hoping it happens to another person. But the point is, you're busy thinking about this vindictive act or this negativity, and that's where your mind is. And that's where the heart is. And that's the message that you're delivering. But what if you're wishing the person well, or people, or state, or the trees, I don't know. Then you're in a state of mind where all is good. So when you're planning, and I used to work for a guy, and he would always say, if you're going to dig a grave for somebody, dig two, because one will be yours. Have we got anything else?
Yes, we do have a couple here. A couple emails, folks. Jasmine wrote in, and Jasmine says, I don't normally believe in New Year's resolutions, but guess what? This year, I am going to have a resolution to try and listen to your show every week. And that is from Jasmine. Thank you, Jasmine. That's very nice. Sam wrote in, and Sam says, I love the saying, wind out of our sail. Boy, does that say it all. Thank you for the show. And that is Sam. And let's see here. Tess R. writes in, I am a new listener from Omaha, Nebraska. Happy New Year to you and your staff. I am enjoying your show. And that's from Tess. And back to you.
Thank you very much, Tess. Thank you for enjoying the show. Thank you for being here. Happy New Year to you. And I hope you enjoy it. This is what we're trying to do. We give people a positive lift, positive spirit to look up and see the brighter day, and always appreciate the fact that the glass is half full, because it is. It is half full. And that's all that needs to matter. You don't need to discuss the rest of it, because there isn't another part to that. It is half full. So that's what we're doing. Thank you very much for that stuff. The wind out of your sail. Okay, so I hope you understand clearly what that means. It's a weird analogy, even though, and again, I throw one in there. And listen, the wind guides us. You know, we're on a boat, we're in a big, with a big sail, and we're going on our journey. And then all of a sudden, the wind ends, and then you're trapped, you're stuck. You have to wait for it to kick up again, or whatever the case may be. Well, that's your state, that's your power, that's your strength. That's the push, the drive, the desire. That's the thing that you have that makes you you. It's that thing that makes your legs move like the, you know, when you're walking. It is the oomph, the will to get up and go, the strength. Everything that makes us us, keeps us mobile. Pretty much the fuel in your car, the wind in your sail. Now, when you lose that, yeah, you're stuck. You're not going anywhere. So it's important to keep that up. Find out what it is that propels you, that makes you move, that makes you want to move, to get up and go. If you're not in the best place, and where we live here in Canada, we have this thing called SAD, and I'm not sure if I truly believe it, but you feel down because of lack of sun and all these other things that we're not exposed to. You don't want to go out because it's cold. Well, you can't go out now anyway because we're kind of locked down. So we tend to just sag and give up and feel sad about the things that we do. And everybody falls in a bit of depression. I've been there. The sad thing is you don't even know when you're there. It's when you're getting out of it, you wake up to your realization. The wind out of the sail is simply saying, keep going. The wind in the sail is pushing you towards something. It is pushing you towards something you need to accomplish. It's the desire to go. Make sure you have that oomph within you. And the minute you allow it to fall to the wayside, or you've walked away from it, you are going to miss out. You are going to lose. You're going to be stuck like the water that's in the pond. It doesn't really get out of there. It does, because water does that, but it has a barrier around it. You know what I mean? So the only means of the way for it to get out is through evaporation and all that other stuff. My point is, keep the wind in your sail, please, everybody. Thank you very much for that, Sam. And thank you from New York, Jasmine. Thank you for listening to the show. I appreciate that. And your resolution this year is to try to listen to the show every week. I think that's a very nice thing. I appreciate that. Stay consistent with it. And if you keep it on your mind, and we talk on the radio all the time about spirituality, and you're remembering all the time to be mindful of the show coming on Sunday, you're in the realm of keeping spirituality in your mind. And as you do that, the rest of you goes towards it. And everything that I say, all the things I say, if it's not true, if it's not yours, this too shall pass, you will develop this attitude towards a better, stronger, easier, mellow way of going through life without violence or without fear. And the minute the fear goes away, you'll find yourself walking around, your head's popped up, because the courage will pop up, the strength, the wind in the sail. Everything will give you this desire to propel and move forward. Atrocity, bad things will happen to every single one of us. Like I said, the rain falls on the just as well as it falls on the unjust. But when you're wet and you've gotten cold, or you've lost the job, or you are laid off, it's not code for lay down and give up. It is code for, this is where I'm being tested. Where is my strength? Step up. Let's do this. You had to walk 2 miles to work, and now all of a sudden you're being forced to walk 4. Oh, well, it's an adjustment. Do not allow the wind to fall from your sail. Stay with it. Stay to it. Be consistent. Be strong. Step towards it, whatever it is that you try to accomplish. Our success is a personal thing. Every man, person has their own method of success. And when you see that, you go towards it. Yours is different than mine, and mine is different than everybody else's. But the idea behind it is the fact that whatever goal you set for yourself, be mindful that it is you who's in control of getting it. And if you start the journey, don't stop. If you start the planning, don't stop. If you're building it, don't stop. We're not designed to hover. We're constantly moving. And my method is to move up, forward, higher, wherever it is that you're going, move towards it. Because if you're not doing that, you're not hovering, you're falling down. You are falling down. See the airplane that uses all this energy to get up in the sky. You can only imagine what happens if they turn off that thrust, turn off the wind. You know, you can only imagine. So you have to be consistent. And as you know, that plane can't just hang out up there by itself. If you give up on that push or that thrust or that drive, it's going to fall because it needs the wind in the sail for it to be consistent. Thank you very much for that. I actually like that answer. You're listening to Barrington. Barrington on the radio show here, Reality Radio 101. We've gone through a crazy week. There's many different things happening around the world. My show, I like to talk about the positive, uplifting things. And that's why usually I only speak on positive, uplifting things, because this is where we want our minds to be. We can swing away from it and dive into the negativity and see what happens, but it's pointless. You've just built a wall, tore it down, and now you have to start again. You've made that fire, you know, and you put it together. Now it's just about to kick off and start to warm things up, and then you pour water on it. What is wrong with you? Why would you do that? The whole idea behind it is just to keep going, to be consistent. This is who we are. We're designed to go this way. In doing this, we connect ourselves to the spirituality that exists. We connect ourselves to the driver, which is us. We connect ourselves to the universe, which is our creator. We connect ourselves to everything that is necessary to keep us afloat and keep that sail going. And if you've got everything in your life on that boat that is dependent on that wind to blow that sail to get you to a journey, you have to be a special kind of crazy to go drill a hole in that boat or that sail or tear it down. Be consistent in what you do. We on this show speak about uplifting. See the glass half full, because it is half full. And when it rains, just treat it as it is. It's just this moment, and this too shall pass. You're listening to Barrington on the Reality Radio 101. I have a book. I hope you enjoy it. Awaken Ascension Guide. It is aligning you to your true purpose. It is a guide that helps you to get on the right path. It will wake you up to the reality. It will remove some of the camouflage that we've talked about. Actually, there's actually a chapter in the book that talks specifically about the camouflage and how the truth has been manipulated to feed us a watered down version of everything we do in life. That's the camouflage. The book is available on Amazon.com as well as Amazon.ca. Check it out. It is there. It's available. It's for you. It's a good guide. You can also contact or see us on the web at HEAMI, BarringtonAwaken.com. It's where we post our information. Actually, I just put up a whole bunch of new shows today. We were hoping to get them labeled so you can understand and give them a topic so you don't have to sieve through them. You could just pick the topic that fascinates you the most and go to town and listen to all of it. But that's a work in progress. I'm trying my hardest to get it all out there. Just a busy time for me right now. So thank you for tuning in. I thank the whole world for listening. And I appreciate the fact that you're searching, because if you didn't, we wouldn't be talking. You wouldn't be listening. I am just saying thank you for being a part of it. The spiritual journey belongs to you. The spiritual way through life. If you're sad, if you're feeling depressed, if you feel trapped, if you're angry or you're frustrated, this is a key that's going to open that door, that's going to get you to that destination where you can see the sun again. And don't allow this to get the better of you. whatever is happening out there is happening out there. Right as we speak, there's a tree falling down in the forest. Don't feel sad for it because it's a natural thing that should happen. Inevitably, we get to be that person that falls down because it's how life is. We don't die, and I've said that many times, we just rotate. And when you get too old, it's your turn to lay down and someone else us will emerge. The body is gone. The soul moves on. It gets another body and it starts again. Like a cycle, like a bicycle wheel. We don't know which side is the best side because you can't tell me what part of that wheel is the better part because it's all one wheel. It does a job and it's working. Stay focused. Don't allow yourself to fall into that negativity. Don't allow yourself to become a victim of other people's ill will. If you are digging a grave for somebody, dig two, because that boomerang is going to come and get you. And we call it karma. It's going to get you. And what you don't understand, if you're going out of your way to plan this to happen to me, you're spending way too much of your time in the planning process because it's on your mind. That negative action is with you right now as you're thinking about being vindictive, which there's absolutely no reward for. I've read in one of the holy books out there that you must turn the other cheek. And the first thing we thought was, wow, who would do that? I'd knock that. But think about it. If you get rid of that animosity and you clean your slate and you don't allow that negativity to sit with you for long periods of time, you will be free to fly and to accomplish and to gain. This is what we talk about. This is our spirituality show. We speak of spirituality. We talk about a higher level of consciousness. We want everyone to wake up. Just wake up. Just wake up. Imagine somebody comes to you and says, you don't have to walk anywhere. You can fly. And they teach you how to do it. I think you'll be doing a lot of flying from here on in. So lighten the load is my idea. It's not my idea. It's a message that's given to me for me to deliver to you. Lighten your load. Be focused and look at what you want. And I've always said, make sure the body that's carrying you around, and I've said many times, that we're not the body. We're just hitching a ride on the body. But you have to be mindful that this body must be taken care of. Because if you flat the tires that's on the vehicle that's getting you from point A to point B, you are restricted. And the question would be, why would you do that? So you're going to make sure it's up and it's performing and it's doing its best. Yeah, they break down from time to time, but the best solution is to fix it as soon as you can so you could resume your journey. Be consistent in the idea of trying to accomplish and to live the greater you. Be consistent in positivity. You will have bad days. Yes, it's going to rain. But you have to be mindful that the rain isn't bad for everybody. The farmers are loving it. You know, the fish will love it. Everybody, but just it's ruined your wedding day. Okay, I get that, but it's not a bad thing. And we've done a show on the fact that good and bad is relative. It's how you see it, how you believe. If it's done a really positive thing in your life, you say it's bad. And if it's done a negative thing in your life, you'll say if it's done a positive thing, you say it's good. That's what I meant to say. If it's done a positive thing, you'll say it's good. If it's done a negative thing, you'll say it's bad. But this is our balance. This is the balance, because you must have a balance. I was having a phone call this week. Someone called me and explained to me that they're having a bit of negativity, bad luck fall in their way, and explained that, you know, they've been doing a lot of meditation and everything's working out positive and everything's working out great with the meditative state, and they're still getting bad luck. And I said, well, it's not really bad luck when you look at it that way. What's happening, first of all, on the meditative side, you are stepping away a lot fast, very fast, from the spiritual, from the earth connection to the body connection. You're stepping away from that. and you're putting your mind a lot on the spiritual world, and yes, you're gaining there, you're feeling positive, you're feeling confident, you're feeling strong and all these things, but things are happening on this side where, you know, you're having an accident, or you may get a ticket, or, you know, your employees may be giving you bad attitude, or whatever the situation may be, or your boss. But you have to be mindful that we live in the spiritual world, in the physical world. We live here in the physical world. So you have to pay attention to the fact that you're here in the physical world. You still need to groom yourself. You still need to be presentable. You still need to go to do your job or whatever means you have to support your children. You still need to find time to be here in the physical and balance it out by connecting yourself in the spiritual world. You can't give too much to any side. Be mindful of both, because yin and yang is equally balanced. So is the negative and the positive. Stay positive. Stay on this side. Stay focused. And if you are the person who's experiencing these bad things, maybe you're not here in the present as often as you need to be. So you're not paying attention to the details as you need to. When you're driving down the highway, you need to be in the present, because you'll have an accident, you'll hit something, someone will cut you off, you don't know how to react. You got to be in the present. And when you have the time, or you find the time, you could go into your meditative state and deal with the spiritual world. If you're truly in tune with the spiritual world, they will navigate you throughout these negativity, or tell you that the policeman is coming, put your seatbelt on, or you forgot to lock the door, go home and go lock the door. Or you left the stove on, go back home and go turn the stove off. You will get those messages. But until you start getting those messages, stay focused. Stay here. Have we got anything else?
We do. Let's see here. Lily writes in and she says, wow, don't get me started about psychologists and psychiatrists. They do always treat the effect and not the cause. I call that science, regardless of their PhDs and MDs. I call it pseudoscience. It really never helps anyone. Every time you go in there, it's a compromise. It's a compromise. It's never the cause which causing the mental problem. I really feel that those people should not be practicing. I've had very, very bad experiences with them. Remember, they only do treat the effect and not the cause. And that's from Lily. Thank you, Lily. Pamela likes your comment on education. She says, it's unfortunate that teachers and professors in our schools and universities really do not teach what we need to know in life to have a good, successful, and healthy life. A lot of times it is indoctrination and opinion, and that has to stop. People that go to school want to learn about the real things in life, not just opinions. That's Pamela. And let's see. You answered Diane's email. She wanted to know what your website was. She wanted to check it out. She's from Ottawa, Ontario, and you did answer that already. And let's see here. Oh, Liz writes in and says, Barrington, are there any health tips that you could help us with regarding COVID, food, lifestyle changes, etc.? I know that food and exercise helps our immune system, but is there anything else you can give us regarding health tips for COVID? Thank you. That's from Liz. And back to you.
Liz, yes, there's a whole bunch, and I don't know why we don't hear more about it on the TV, the media. You keep your body, get your body to its prime. Exercise as often as you can. Eat properly as often as you can. Keep your immune system as high as possible. Take your vitamins, especially up here where we are in the very cold parts of North America. Keep your vitamins up. Check the list of vitamins that you need. The whole idea behind this is to keep your immune system high. I can't tell you how not to get COVID, but I could tell you if your body's at its prime, chances are you'll have a much better chance of fighting. You will have a much better chance of defending yourself. Eat right, rest, lots of water, lots of vitamin, every single one of them that you need, put them into your body. I personally don't put flesh in my body because the system's working too hard to break that stuff down. But yeah, my tip to you and to everybody else who's listening, make your body a temple and worship it. Okay? Give it what it wants. If you ever had to care for a child, you provide every single thing for that child's needs, the sleep, the rest, the cleaning, and the food, you know, and the exercise and the washing and the grooming, whatever it is that you would do for that child. Now flip that energy towards yourself and do it for the body. The body is your temple, man. You got to worship it, take good care of it, and don't give it the stuff that it doesn't want. Yeah, it's okay to have a drink every once in a while, but not every once in a while within that same minute over and over and over again. My tip to you, and thank you for asking, Liz, exercise, keep your body healthy, exercise the body and the mind and keep them healthy. And that's my tip to you and to everyone who's listening. Diane, yes, you did get the website. It's H-E-A-M-I, BarringtonAwaken.com. I'm going to blow past that one really quick. Pam, the education system, and you know, for many, 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 many years, we all just got along and moved through life and everybody was okay. The stronger men did this and the women did that and the children, everybody had a responsibility and a role to play. Somewhere along the line, they thought we'll cram us in a group and in a room and teach us something that's going to be beneficial to someone else down the road. It's great to be educated. Everybody will say that. And I agree, but is the education for everybody? Is this university and the college, which I see as a business? They make your money. They give you a piece of paper. It's all good, depending on where you stand on the spectrum. But the wealth of the world was made by the attitude, not so much the aptitude. So somebody's running a business, we're paying into it. And the whole educational system is they put us in a room and try to force us to learn it this way, where we all understand there's many different methods of learning. Some are just experience, or it could be mechanical, or however you want to split it up. I'm not going to bag on the school system. I'm simply just going to say that it's there. And if you choose it, good luck. And if you want to accomplish great things in life, the school will only get you into the room. You still have to use your own ability to step up. That's my take on that. Lily, I don't want to go off and talk about cause and effect and the psychologists and the psychiatrists and all these things. Well, I know that philosophy is a prevention and psychology is the cure. And if you study the philosophy and you learn the spirituality, there's a good chance you may never need to lay down on somebody's couch and have them tell you what they think your problem is. And that's usually their hypothesis, because they've had six patients and that's what they did. And that method was rectified by this placebo. I don't know that it's going to work that way with me. So I will say this, you're right. They're not addressing the cause. The cause is still there. I talk to the policemen all the time and they say they have available to them the psychiatrist. They could sit down and deal with this issue and that anger and everything else. But I always say, well, how do they fix the cause? Because that guy's going to come back to you in another month with the same problem. And the problem was swallowing that razor blade, and you get into this unit and you have to be holding the secret of the unit, the old boys club kind of. My analogy, and you're taking care and you have to be holding the secret for that. You've seen horrible things. You've heard horrible stories and people are saying to you all the time, you got to keep it hush hush or else you're going to be in trouble. And you hold that in, man, it's going to explode eventually. And it results in anger. And they're not saying, get rid of the secret, get it out of you, get that razor blade out of you. That's cutting the crap out of your system. They're just saying, oh, well, you know, if you use polish and glue, everything will be fine and throw a Band-Aid on it. Are they just trying to secure payment for the next month? I'm not sure, and I'm not going to go there, and that's not fair for me to say, but I'll tell you one thing. If you don't dig out the root, you will have a good job forever because they're coming back. That's what I'm saying. So going back, thank you very much for that. And going back to what I was saying about taking care of yourself and keeping yourself clean, keep your mind clean, be willing to dig out the root. And I wasn't as brave as Lily going into the psychology and the effect and the cause and all that stuff. I can't do that, but we all think what we think. And yeah, keep yourself clean. Get rid of that secret. Empty out the barrel. Get rid of the sluggish way. When you look around you and it looks clogged up and it's messy and it's dirty, or the paper that's on your desk that's piling up, that's a physical image of the psychology that's going on inside of you. Clean that up. Is something I hear all the time about. Clean up the outside. Just clean it up. And don't allow yourself to carry that heavy load. And the secret that you're holding is the reason you're being bogged down. How do you get rid of it? And I said it last week. It's repentance. You have to let it out. Then you don't have to. You won't be laying on somebody else's couch. Because if you start drinking or smoking or beating people up to oppress that anger that is developed inside of you, which has come from fear or guilt or anger or stress from work, whatever the case may be, you can spend your every minute that you're awake on somebody's couch and you'll wake up feeling the same, get up feeling the same way you did when you walked in. It's a temporary fix. They've thrown a Band-Aid on you, but it doesn't resolve the cause. Wake up, everybody. Wake up. Step back. Put your mind towards what it is that you want to accomplish peacefully. I blew through the part about wanting to win that $1 million or win that lottery or that beautiful girl or man that you want to be with. All you need to do is to put him or her in your present or it, and you move towards it. The heart and the body does the rest. You put it in the mind and in the good parts about it, it will happen. When you plant your garden, if you take care of it, you could see your tomatoes or whatever it is popping up. Or if it's the relationship with the man or the great relationship with your family or the position that you're trying to get inside the corporation, you just have to be mindful that it's the attitude of goodness towards that you're trying to accomplish that's going to bring that success. Whatever your success is, it's going to bring that success to you. That's what it is. You're listening to Barrington. Thank you very much. There's a lot going on out there right now. You don't have to swing on that vine. You don't. You don't have to swing on that vine. It's a choice. And if you're swinging on that vine, remember you're playing in the pig pen with the pigs, and you're going to walk out with pig stuff all over you. So choose your path wisely. Feed your mind accordingly. Allow the sail, the wind, to remain in your sail. This is what we're saying. Stay with us. Join us next week as we bring this show to an end. Be thankful that you're able to hear it. The glass is always half full. And that's what you need to know. Yours too, everybody's. And the rest doesn't matter. Turn your good side to the sun. Turn your good side to the sun and allow everything that is great and that you're deserving of to fall on you. It is your duty to wake up and be happy about every single day. As we sign off now, I want you to be mindful that until we hear each other again, till you hear me again, that you've given it some thought as to what you're trying to accomplish. Thank you very much and enjoy your week.
Thank you for listening to The Barrington Show with your host, Barrington, right here on Reality Radio 101.